Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Five running backs in 5 minutes on FFT in five. Adam Azer and Jamie Eisenberg looking at Jamie's top five running backs. Everybody's got Jonathan Taylor, number one. Doesn't really require too much explanation, but so really it's four running backs in 5 minutes. Christian McCaffrey is number two for you. He's number five for Davies, number three for Heath. When did you put McCaffrey number two? Has it been that way for a while?
Yes. To be honest, I struggle with Taylor versus McCaffrey at number one. Just because if McCaffrey is healthy for, let's just say, 13 plus games, which would be a stretch because he's only played 13 games. He's missed 10 games over the last two, right? He's played 10 games the last two seasons. You know, if he's healthy for 13 plus games or anything close to 17, you've seen what he's capable of doing. Over 29 PPR points, his record-breaking season in 2019, the three games that he played in 2020. And last year, of the five healthy games that he had, four of them, he was over 24 PPR points per game. Those numbers are significant because Taylor maxed out at 21.5 last year. And so the ceiling is just different for McCaffrey, but clearly the floor is the problem because he's not able to stay on the field. So McCaffrey is the one that makes me the most nervous, but also the one whenever I pick two, I'm like, okay, I will take the risk on him being that guy again, and hopefully that's the case.
And also with Taylor, I guess I want to dig in a little bit more. Maybe there's something I'm missing, but can he really do better than last year? 18 touchdowns on the ground, two more in the air, and he had 40 catches, which might come down. So
He had 36 the year before in 15 games. And so That was with Rivers. That was with Nyheim Hines going over 60. So I think you kind of know what you're getting. You know, I don't know if he's going to be a 20-catch guy. I don't think that's going to be what happens to him where he becomes Derrick Henry. I don't think he's going to be a 60-catch guy unless Nyheim Hines gets hurt. But even then, you know, so I think you're kind of looking at 35 to 40 catches. The thing with Taylor that you're hoping for is the touchdowns stay the same. The rushing yards maybe creep up a little bit. And, you know, just doing the story on the magazine on him, in their first eight games, they were 3-5. He only had two games over 20 total touches in those first eight games. In their last nine games, they went 6-3. Eight of those, he was over 20 touches. And six of them, he was over 20 carries. So when they went back, when they leaned on him, he was a superstar.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's great. But not gonna catch 80 passes or anything like that.
The only thing that you have to worry about with Taylor is the last time a running back went back-to-back in PPR as the number one guy?
No, I have no idea.
I think you were in high school. Priest Holmes.
Oh, wow.
2002, 2003.
All right, so let's go to number three on your list, and that is
you're in high school then?
2000, yes. College. I graduated high school in 2002.
But you were in high school.
What did you say? I thought you said 2003.
2002, 2003, last time that a guy went back-to-back.
No, I graduated in May 2002. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Austin Eckler is number
happy
three.
Birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, happy belated birthday to me. Austin Eckler is number three.
Again, touchdowns. You know, can he get to the 20 touchdown threshold again? That was huge for him. You know what you're getting as a receiver. He was second in targets behind Najee Harris. And, you know, the receptions should be there for him. He's a 70-catch guy. Can he catch eight touchdowns again? That's the hope. You know, I mean, but this guy is just, you know, coming to his own. Hopefully the rushing, you know, isn't ruined, or just everything isn't ruined by maybe the most talented number two running back that he's had in Isaiah Spiller. And they want to just take some work off of his plate. But the offensive line's great. The quarterback is great. You know, I think just Austin Eckler feels like the most safest of this group in terms of PPR.
Derrick Henry's number four in full PPR. Where do you have him in non and half PPR?
He's number two for me in those formats. In PPR, you know, I take the pass catching guys ahead of him, and Taylor, I think, is the better running back right now. You can certainly debate that. But you are talking about a guy that last year he was one catch away in eight games of having a career high in terms of reception total. And as we saw, over 24 PPR points per game, but 28 years old, is this the point where the breakdown starts to happen for him? I hope not, you know, because he's been so amazing and, you know, just as an alien based on how he's, you know, performed. still the catalyst of this offense. No AJ Brown, maybe the reception total comes up even more. But I think, you know, you just, if the rushing comes down by any stretch and he's not as good as Taylor, he's not a 2,000 yard guy. He was on pace for another 2,000 yard season last year. The other guys that catch passes should really eclipse him, especially if the touchdowns aren't there.
And finally, Derrick Henry is 4 and Najee Harris is 5. So Najee Harris does make just ahead of Dalvin Cook and Mixon and Kamara. Najee Harris, I do feel like it's some, you know, recently you've expressed a little bit of trepidation there with making Najee Harris your 5th ranked running back.
Yeah, a little concern, you know, with the reports of maybe trying to come off the field, but that's just not a Mike Tomlin Steelers thing. The quarterback change, you know, so is there going to be as many dump off passes for him? But as you've noted, second year running backs that have the workload that he has usually see a little bit of a bump in yards per carry. And so if he's more efficient as a runner and a better offense, more efficient offense, I mean, the offensive line will be a little bit better than it was last year. Najee's at the point where younger running backs, typically 26 and younger, are the ones that finish in the top three, yep, if not number one. And so I hope he's trending in the right direction and doesn't have any sort of setback.
All right, that's FFT in 5 with our top 5 running backs. Come back tomorrow for our top 5 wide receivers. Thanks, everybody. See you.